But first, we have more important work to do.
There's the dumbass.
You dumbass.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
We pick the dumbass of the week every Friday. We have four candidates who did things this week that deservedly put them on the list. I have one that I think is the winner overall, and it is the couple who adopted a pot-bellied pig from an animal shelter and then ate it.
Right.
And posted pictures of themselves seasoning the meat.
I had pork chops last night.
Yum.
Pan-fried in a cast iron skillet.
Uh-huh.
You know, the thin chops, really nice. But we didn't go and adopt
rescue,
an animal.
Rescue it.
I rescued it from Kroger.
You have the guy who led the police on a high-speed chase on an ATV down a freeway. And, by the way, he was naked.
Swear to God, white dude, naked as a jaybird, on an ATV. Running against traffic on I-29. This dude is butt
naked.
Holy.
We have a couple of naked guys.
This dude's going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars.
He was moving.
And then there's the naked man who was found stuck inside of a pipe organ. One of those giant pipe organs, right?
Yeah.
And drunk, of course. And he's actually leading right now. He's the guy to beat with 42% of this early voting. Just over the pig eaters, the pet eaters. So I think it's going to come down between the naked man in an organ, and then there's all kinds of organ jokes there, and then the couple who adopted the pig and ate it.
Yeah, so those things would be bad enough without being naked. I mean,
right. If you're drunk and you're stuck in a giant organ, you're already a dumbass.
Or if you're on the freeway, an ATV.
Yeah. Right.
But when you throw the nakedness in, it's just an extra bonus. So it's up to you to decide. Go to our webpage, HoustonsEagle.com. We'll have the results at the end of the show.
Hey, we also have, as we promised, tickets to the Houston Open. It all kicks off Monday, March 26th, goes through the weekend, of course. And if you're the 12th caller, we'll set you up at 713-343-1075. Or you can buy them at HoustonOpen.org.
Will not make this putt, you jackass.
Badfinger, like the one that had the wasabi on it that the mom put in the baby's mouth. We just listened to this video. I think we were kind of taken aback by it in the studio.
Let's play it again. I think the baby makes clear that she does not want wasabi.
Want to try wasabi?
No.
Do you want to try it?
No.
No?
Okay. Wasabi.
Do you want to try it? Smell it.
She lets her sniff this thing. And then slowly puts it in the mouth. And the little baby kind of, or toddler, chews it.
Help.
Aww.
And it's the most plaintive, innocent help that you've ever heard in your life.
Some water or something to eat, a cracker or something.
Give her a Cheerio.
Some whitetail. Sashimi.
Oh, now you're finding it funny. Is that what's going on? What is your ruling?
Oh, it's darling.
What is your ruling on this?
I think it's generally not that awful. The kid doesn't seem to be in dire distress. I think her mom's a bit of a tool filming this. This is the continuing troubling trend of people just wanting to post things on either YouTube or whatever for their own little ego.
Well, and they make money.
Right.
If you get enough views and hits,
right,
you get advertising dollars.
Go work in a retail store.
Raina, how are you today?
Good, but no. That's a big no. Just listening to it, I'm pissed off. They should find her. And if she has a YouTube account, they can find her. And no. See if she sits down and somebody's going to give her wasabi and put wasabi somewhere else and see if she'll like that.
Did it distress you hearing that through your radio?
Yes. Even I'm in Houston traffic, I stress enough, and then you listen to,
sorry,
to that.
Yeah, why did you play that, Raj?
I have no control over any of these things.
Yeah, but no, she's She's a sick person.
Yeah, it upset you. You know, wasabi can bother grown-ups, you know, when you...
Every time I have sushi,
yeah,
and I just had it 3 days ago, I load wasabi on, but there's that one that I put too much on,
mm-hmm,
where it just clears your whole nose and my eyes water. And I'm a grown adult.
Yeah.
But there's always that one time when I put just a little too much on.
Yeah, you're a baby. I mean, you're so young, and the spiciest...
You're counting on your parents and people to take care of you.
The spiciest thing you've had is like applesauce or something.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You've never had anything with any heat.
No.
Well, it can cause like an asthma attack.
Yeah.
Some people can have a reaction.
Gastrointestinal, you can get diarrhea from it. You know, it can burn a hole through your stomach. I don't know. It could be terrible for the baby.
Hey, Caleb, what did you think of that?
Hey, fellas.
What up?
Oh, not much. Just driving around, working, killing
bugs.
Yes,
what are your thoughts?
I'm kind of with Raj on this one, you know? I mean, the kid, I don't feel bad for the kid, but the mom, you know, just doing it for the YouTube views and all that.
Yeah, that's what Raj said. Hey, Levi, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine and dandy. How y'all?
What'd you think of that?
Hey, man, that's pretty harsh on that little kid, but by the same token, I mean, I remember when I first tried wasabi, you know, I coated a whole thing in that stuff, and I screamed help. I didn't just peep it.
And how old were you?
Oh, I was about 22.
Right, yeah. You weren't forced to eat it when you're strapped in a chair.
For, you know, for a baby.
Right.
So are you for this or against it?
Man, I'm against it. That's just, right. I mean, I understand the tradition. You know, you got to teach your kids, if you're, you know, Japanese or whatever culture, you got to teach you the cultural foods and everything.
So if this were an Asian baby, you would be okay with it.
I was a kid when I ate a jalapeno.
All right.
You know, by the way, I went online, and when I was first... searching this video,
yeah,
like six of them were Asian babies, and this one is not, by the way.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, absolutely ridiculous. This, my blood is boiling. I want to become violent over this. This child needs to be taken away from their parents.
You say remove the child from the environment.
Yeah, I mean that's what's next. Are they going to start feeding their Tide Pods next?
Right.
Right. It's kind of mean.
Unbelievable.
Right,
I think we should rub some wasabi in the mom's eyes.
Wow. All of these seem extreme. I don't think that maybe the child needs to be removed, but, you know, certainly.
But this is what I want, Raj, here, our extreme reactions.
I understand.
That's why we're doing this.
Okay. I remember when I was first forced to eat Brussels sprouts, and I had the same reaction. My sister made me eat them, and I threw up.
Johnny, how do you score this?
It's true.
Morning, it's Donnie. I think the lady's a total moron. Okay. I think she just guaranteed that child will never eat anything green again.
that's another thing. Trust issue. You want, hey, eat this. It's good. Nah, I don't
right.
think so.
That's never
the
last again. Thing.
No, you lied to me before.
We were looking at this video last hour of a mom giving her baby a little bit of wasabi to try. And this seems to have divided people. We haven't really kept track of the percentage of this.
I think the percentage was strongly against it. There's been a couple of people found it as not a big deal, which it isn't, but in per se. But most people feel like the mom's kind of a tool. But
no.
Baby said no.
Do you want to try it?
No.
No.
Okay. Wasabi.
Do you want to try it?
She doesn't say yes.
Okay.
Smell it first.
Smelling it, and then mom slowly moves it in to the mouth.
And
help!
A innocent plea for help, Dean.
From little Cindy Lou Who. That's what this baby looks like. I guess toddler. I mean, how old are you? A year, maybe? Year and a half?
Strapped in a high chair. Nowhere to escape.
Tied down.
Tied down. Can't even run.
People are weighing in. You can, by the way, see that at our Facebook page. Mike, what did you think of the baby eating the wasabi?
Oh, I think that was the most ridiculous thing. What you do, give her a glass of boiling water to wash it down with?
Right.
It seems
like if she doesn't get turned into the nearest CPS office, there's something seriously wrong.
All right. Thank you. Patrick, what was your opinion?
I don't know that it is necessarily okay, but I had my cousin when she was about 3 or 4 years old had some boiled carrots, and I took one of the carrots out of the jalapenos and stuck it in with it. And she ate it, and she didn't like it. Boy, she was disgusted and was spitting it out. Right. And to this day, she never eats carrots.
So I feel like you actually enjoyed this.
Hey, I was always into mischief when I was a kid. But at the same time, she's in college right now. She's doing very good.
So listening to this video, you liked it. Say it.
Yeah, it kind of brought me back to when
Puff
I was
back
a kid.
Pleasant memories.
All right. Hey, hi, who's this?
We're smoking.
Smoking, your opinion of the wasabi eating baby.
Yeah. I'm against it.
I'm against it.
I'm generally against it, all right? And Glenn, finally, you're the last call. Make it count.
I was just saying, I mean, what's the big deal? You have long videos of babies eating lemons just to see the face that they make. I mean, it's just a little wasabi, you know? I mean, I think everybody's just a little too sensitive about everything. I mean, there's callers saying, take the kid out of the home? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
over a little wasabi?
But still, you're kind of sadistic, right?
No, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean,
no,
it's
you enjoyed it. You laughed. You laughed when you heard that.
No, I thought it was a little funny because I started thinking about all the faces they make when they eat the lemons, you know? Right. I mean, it's just something new.
All right, thanks for the call. Hi, Dean and Raj.
Good morning, Dean.
Hey, Ed.
How you doing?
What, did you hear the baby that was forced to eat wasabi?
You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to spank the mother with the bishwabi.
The what?
I like to spank the mother with the bishwabi.
Wait, what are you calling it?
Bishwabi.
No, it's not bishwabi.
It's not. Then what is it, Dad?
Try it again.
Bishwabi.
No. It's wasabi.
Wasabi?
No, wasabi.
Wasabi.
Sa. B.
B.
Wasabi.
Wasabi?
What?
Wasabi.
Yeah.
Wasabi.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Ed.
Thank you. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Tennessee Titans center Ben Jones was working out at the team's training facility when he noticed a wild coyote had infiltrated the field. Being the Alabama native that he is, he dropped to the ground, hid behind a trash can, then leaped out and caught the coyote with his bare hands.
Wow.
A teammate filmed the crazy stunt, and Ben shared his secret to catching a coyote.
Key is catching coyotes all blue and barefoot.
Did I mention that he's from Alabama? That's today's Wild Pitch.
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj. What? Yes, Roy.
Where March Madness is redundant.
Thank you.
Hey, how about the rodeo?
The rodeo's back, baby.
Yeah, we're all excited. We think Roy Jr. is finally going to win with his prize rabbit.
He's entering a rabbit in the livestock show?
Yeah, and I think he has an incredible advantage.
Why?
Because it's not just a regular rabbit, it's half cat. Hey, you got no idea how hard that was to breed.
Okay.
The rabbits are always willing, but the cat wasn't in the mood.
Yes. Probably not, no.
Kind of like Ethel on my wedding night.
Uh-huh.
But a shot of Jaeger fixed that.
I'll bet.
Hang on. What? All right, I'm coming.
What? Now what?
We're going to play our favorite bedroom rodeo game.
And what is that?
This is where I get on Ethel, and then I tell her she's fat, and then I try to hang on for 8 seconds. Later! It's
another tequila. But first, let's drink.
It's the Susie drink of the week.
Drink a doodle-doo.
Bring in the beverage cart. Again. Susie makes an adult beverage on the show.
I love scotch. Scotch,
like a
scotch,
demented
scotch.
Martha Stewart, and then we drink it and vote whether to spit or swallow. Did something break?
No.
Almost.
We're offloading the cart here.
We are off to a shaky start because I cannot find my jigger, so I'm going to have to eyeball everything.
All right. You're a former professional bartender. That shouldn't be hard for you.
Who stole our jigger?
I don't know. Somebody took the jigger. Okay, so we're making an El Diablito, which is, I want to say thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar, where I shot the video this week. And so, first of all, you start off with a tall glass, and you fill it with ice. These are big glasses.
They are very tall.
They're very tall. Okay, and you start off with a good shot of tequila, and this is the Casa Amigos tequila, which is the Randy Gerber, George Clooney tequila.
Okay.
It's made from the agave and the sweat of George Clooney's brow. And you're going to put in a shot in a shaker of ice. Okay. So I'm just using a big, regular...
shot glass.
It's a very big shot glass.
Oh, my gosh.
So is this... are you saying Diablito? Is this the devil?
Like, maybe a Diablito might be a little devil, maybe?
A baby devil.
Right?
A baby devil?
Baby devil?
Baby devil.
Translate it, Hoss.
Yeah,
baby devil.
Baby devil.
Baby devil. Okay.
Like a baby that just ate wasabi.
Yeah. Then you put in an ounce of lime juice. So I'm just going to say, like, one of those is an ounce, or half of that is an ounce, so I'll do...
Yeah. Be careful with the fruit juices. If you're going to overdo anything, overdo the liquor.
Right. Then you're going to use...
We already did that.
Creme de cassis.
We're going to have engineering look into the... The film footage on the floor here again now and see who stole our jigger.
Right. So you're going to put in 3/4 of an ounce of the creme de cassis, and it's a currant kind of a liquor, and it's...
purple.
Purple. And then you put in 1/2 ounce of agave syrup.
Agave.
And I like agave syrup because it's... thinner than honey, it mixes easier. You know,
there's
honey,
a handy tip, Dean.
I just learned something.
Yeah, honey
on the
is
Dean and Rod show.
It's sweet, but it's look. It mixes much easier.
Good
it's not.
God, you're
get
putting
hard.
A lot in though.
Wow, it's from the agave plant, Dean.
1/2 ounce.
Nature.
All right, now we're gonna shake that.
Which is the basis of tequila, isn't it?
Agave, yes, absolutely.
Okay, then you're straining it into the glass.
What color will it come out? Very,
kind
very
of a
pale
weird,
purple.
Almost a gray.
Looks like the water in Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they...
Yeah,
where... the Olympics?
Buffalo Bayou on a good day.
Yeah.
And then you're going to top it with this Carbach lemon and ginger beer.
We have used this... many times, and it always turns out pretty good.
Yeah, this is a good topper.
Will this be the last of the ginger beer?
These drinks are huge.
They're monsters.
What? They're in giant, like, Yeti-sized glasses.
I know. They're called a little Diablito. It's a baby devil, but it's not in a baby glass.
No. No.
Okay, and then you put in a straw.
That's good, because it's going to need some mixing.
Definitely.
I want a red straw.
All right, tradesies.
Oh, look at that. Look at how it's separated.
Thank you.
It's yellow on top,
mm-hmm,
reddish on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stir this then.
Like my underwear.
What? Wow.
And again, thanks to the FM Kitchen and Bar for letting me shoot there. And this is one of their recipes, so it's good.
Going in.
Yeah. The Blito.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tremendous.
Pretty good.
That's really good.
That's a home run.
That's a winner.
I'm swallowing.
For sure.
Swallow.
It's on the sweet side. Just it to is a sweet. Just describe what we're tasting.
You can taste the agave, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you know,
not a bad thing.
We know that lurking in there is the tequila.
A hell of a lot of tequila.
It'll come up and stab you like the devil,
mm-hmm,
with a little pitchfork.
An angry baby devil. Well, there you go. It's a success. I think that might be 2 weeks in a row. We really like the one you did on the trail ride last week.
Yeah.
Make it online with the recipe that we post.
Qué bueno.